Yeah.
Yeah. Englewood's finest shoes. Whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue.
Break it down.
Shit. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
Keep up, goddammit.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacked.
Keep up.
Players only. Come on.
Players only. Sing it, Bruno. Man, what's going on, family? Welcome to the premiere episode of Ism Radio. And I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And for those who don't know, if you want to find the show, if this is your first time listening, which it is because it's the first goddamn show, go to Ism Radio. That's I-Z-M Radio.com. Now, let me put on my Mackie music so I can really get into this thing and chop it up with the family. Now I still do the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I do the Tariq Elite Radio Show every Tuesday. And when I do the Tariq Elite Radio Show every Tuesday, you know, that we have different topics. We talk about a lot of serious stuff. But on the Ism Show, we're going to chop up game. We're going to focus on a lot of game on the Ism Radio Show. And I have some lovely, lovely female co-hosts that I want to introduce. First of all, let me introduce Miss Chris. How are you, Miss Chris?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good. Now, where are you from, Miss Chris?
I'm from North Carolina.
There you go. What part of North Carolina are you from?
The Triangle area. So, Raleigh-Durham.
Raleigh-Durham.
Yeah,
okay.
Raleigh-Durham.
Yes, indeed. And we have the lovely, lovely Sarah Nicole. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. Why are you trying to sound sexy as a motherfucker now? Stop.
I told you I was going to put my sexy voice on.
There you go. Now, where are you from, Sarah? Let people know where you're from.
I am from the DMV, one and only, Washington, D.C.
Yes, indeed. DMV.
Yeah.
Now, how long you been out here in L.A.?
I've been here for 6 months now.
How you like it in L.A.?
I'm adjusting. I can't say that I love it yet, but I'm adjusting.
Now, how do you like it out here, Miss Chris?
You know, after a little bit under 2 years, I'm I'm adjusting too. It's a little hard.
Y'all ain't adjusting to shit.
I am adjusting still.
Yes, indeed. So the phone number, family, to call up for some game is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up if you want some game, you want to chop it up, you want some advice, 818-850-5404. Now, there's a lot of people in the chat room. I see you in the chat room on the Ism Radio official page. And we're going to take some calls in a minute, but let's talk about a couple of things that's going on in the media. Let's start with Miss Chris. What's going on out here in bullshit land, which is what I call it, the media? What's going on out here?
Lately, there's been a lot going around this slut walk.
Slut walk. Yeah. Now, how do y'all feel about that? The thing where women get to walk around and say, hey, don't slut shame me. My pussy is power, or whatever they say. What? How do you feel about that, Chris?
You know, I think that women should embrace themselves. And I mean, I don't necessarily think the way she's doing it is how I would necessarily have the event that she's hosting.
Like, how would you do it? How would you walk around with your coochie out?
Just do it.
Okay.
Spicy.
No, I just think that maybe, I mean, I think women should be able to like voice their opinions and say what they want to say. And she's got a good heart behind it. So I see where she's coming from. I just understand also the spite that she's getting from it as well.
Now, what you think about that, Sarah?
I'm completely opposite from that. You know, right. I feel like women should not be embracing being slutty. Like, when is that ever a good thing? Women that want husbands don't act like sluts.
Right.
And don't even refer to themselves as a slut. I mean, that right there is, I just find that crazy.
I feel you. Let's see who got on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, you got through. What's your name, man?
call me T. I live in Jersey.
T from Jersey. What's on your mind, T?
I'm calling. All right, so I got a situation, right? All right, so. Well,
nigga, if you don't get it out, get it out, T. Go ahead, T.
All right, so I met up with this chick, right? And so we got to know each other, and I found out that it's a small world. So I found out that she's talking to somebody at my job.
Damn. Mm. God damn. Yeah. I thought you were about to say somebody in the city or somebody in your state or somebody on your block. She's fucking with niggas at your job? Mm.
Yeah, but my job is pretty far from where I'm around. So anyway, the way I found out pretty much, I went on Facebook and, I went on mutual friends and stuff like that. So I don't know. I put two and two together. And I remember one time, I was putting something in her phone. And the number popped up, and it said the person's name. I'm like, hold up. Is this the same person that I know? And she was like, could be a million people, but come to find out, it was the same person.
So do you know for sure she's messing with another dude?
She's told me a couple of things, a couple of stories, but, I'm not the judgmental type.
It's not about being judgmental. It's all about you having a double dick clutching slut that you're trying to wife up. I mean, you need to know if she's messing with other dudes, right?
Actually, to keep it real, I'm not really taking her super serious right now.
Nigga, let's not play that game. don't do that now. Let's not do that, brother, because you called up about her. You got her on your mind. You wouldn't have called up to my show talking about this woman.
All right. Well, look.
All
right, as of right now, I'm not taking it super serious. But initially, I was like, all right. Because when we kick it, we vibe really, really well. But her track record, body count, but her track record is crazy.
What's her track record? Her track record is what?
Man, I feel like she's been around a lot, man. But I'm like, man, I don't know. And just by some of the mutual friends that I see, I'm like, I don't know if I could really, make that into a serious thing. But we vibe really well when it comes to talking and just hanging out and laughing and kicking it. We vibe really, really well. But it's just, I don't know. Should I really put all that track record stuff behind us? And just really try to focus on the relationship or just keep it on the fling stuff. We kick it and that's about it.
Now, I haven't had to hit somebody with Brian McKnight in a minute. Nigga. Dude. Nigga, this is you. She shattered your dreams and broke your damn heart.
What?
You. Brother.
Yo, everything I love. Oh, my God. I hope you're not playing that shit right now.
I played it. Yeah, brother. Look, charge her to the game, brother. Not only that, since she's been out here double clutching, go get yourself checked and make sure you don't have gonorrhea. You might have that gonorrhea creep up on your ass. That gonorrhea is on the loose, my nigga. So let's charge her to the game, man. Thanks for the call. All right. My goodness. So,
poor thing.
Ladies, now, Sarah, have you ever dealt Sarah? Have you ever dealt with a simp dude like that before?
Hell no. No. I would never do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not a simp chick. Mm. Only simp chicks deal with simps. We ain't there.
Miss Chris, have you ever dealt with the dude who was, you can kind of do anything to and he would still stick around and be there for you?
Yes. That's my track record.
That's your track record? Yeah. Then why do you attract dudes like that?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a security and safety thing. They're always having power and I know they're going to be there.
But if you have a dude like that on a subconscious level, do you respect them?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I do.
Now, you said that with too much skepticism. There's too much skepticism. You respect the dude who's simping for you?
Maybe.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, hell, all you simps out there, Miss Chris, She's single and ready to mingle.
Yes, call
so,
me up.
So don't pull out your dingle, all right?
Oh,
man.
Gosh.
Now, what's going on in the media, Sarah? What's going on? And Sarah has the whitest fucking name on the planet.
Oh, my gosh. My mom is going to kill you
yes,
for saying
Sarah,
that.
I don't know why her mom named her Sarah. Sarah is Miss Sister Soldier Black Power.
I am yes. the third generation of Sarah.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's why when you see somebody with a name, especially dudes, if you see a dude called on my other show one time, what was this dude's name? He was a young dude. His name was Larry. Some shit. I'm like, I never met a nigga under 25 named Larry. So when a name is like that, a young dude has a name like that, that's like a lineage. He comes from a whole line of Larrys and all that stuff. But what's going on out here in the media?
So one thing that I found really interesting was Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader and her thoughts on Colin Kaepernick's protest of the national anthem. She referred to it as being dumb,
yeah.
Very disrespectful.
That was very disrespectful of her. And the Supreme Court, they've always been on some bullshit mm-hmm. when it comes to black folks.
Yes.
And what's interesting, you have politicians and lawmakers out here who are just blatantly making racial comments against black folks in the Supreme Court. They're not doing anything about it. What's that guy, Paul LePage, out there in Maine, the governor of Maine? He said that black people are the enemy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got
he
people
did.
In North Carolina, some of those lawmakers were talking crazy about black society, but Kaepernick is the dumb one.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand what we're dealing with out here in systematic racism land. Now, Miss Chris is an All Lives Matter.
Yes, all lives. No, because I feel like I'm coming from like such a mixed perspective because I'm black and white, and just growing up and realizing of what that means to be black and what that means to be white. Mm. It's so interesting because my parents just raised me that I'm just a person and it doesn't matter what color I am. I'm Kristen. It's not, I'm black, I'm white, I'm, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But you've dealt with systematic racism before, right?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. It was one time in college.
Just one time?
Right.
Just this one time in band camp? Shit, you dealt with it more than that. Miss Chris.
Yeah, no.
No,
sure.
What was the incident? Because I remember you told me that the incident that happened to you that kind of gave you a little wake-up call.
Yeah, so I was in college, and it was after a frat party, and I was walking back with my friend, and these group of guys from the fraternity came in their truck, and they passed by me, and they called me the N-word.
Damn.
And yeah, I was
just
like oh.
Just like that, randomly?
All right. That just happened.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's how systematic white supremacy works, man.
Uh-huh.
That's how that works. Again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, call up. I'm going to have some new player rules later on in the show for cuffing season. Because right now it's getting wintertime, so cuffing season is here.
Taking.
Yeah, it's time to take off the booty shorts. Put your titties up, dudes.
Yes.
Take the cocoa butter off your abs, and it's time to get suited and booted and find somebody to get cozy with for the winter. And as players, guys need to know some game on how to conduct themselves in the dating scene. And again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Now, speaking of dating, Miss Chris, what's your dating life like? What's your personal dating life? But before we do that, let people, I know people are like, what do they look like?
Oh,
go to Morus. These young ladies, they have Morus accounts. Miss Chris, what's your Morus name?
It's going to be Kristen_Montage.
Kristen_Montage. Well, you had to make it goddamn difficult.
Yeah, I know.
Spell it real quick.
Sorry. Yeah. KRISTIN_MONTAGE.
There you go. So go to the Morus app if you don't have it, and you can see pictures of what Miss Chris looks like on the Morus app. And you can only get Morus if you have the iPhone right now. We're working on the Android version of it, but the iPhone version, you can get that right now. Now, Miss Sarah Nicole, what's your Morus account so people can see your luxuriousness?
It's Sarah Nicole, Sarah Nicole, NICOLE.
Yes. And y'all know mine is Tariq Nasheed on Morus. And everybody, if you're listening, you should have a Morus account. What's we got somebody on the phone. I'm gonna get into you in a minute. 1 second, Chris.
Perfect.
Who's on the phone right now?
This is Kelly from Vegas.
Hey, Kelly from Vegas. How are you, beloved?
Fine, thank you. And I just wanted to say, listening to your other show, my brother put me on to that one. So I'm like a month of neophyte listener of yours, but yeah. I wanted to say congratulations. And hi, ladies. I'm glad that there's the woman power on the show.
Hey, how are you?
What
What you doing up there in Vegas? You sound like one of them chicks that be serving drinks at the Circus casino.
Well, actually, Tariq, if you've been to Vegas and you, I don't know if you've seen the go-go dancers that are in like Planet Hollywood or Carnival Court, Caesars, they're dancing in the pit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I am the director of talent for those girls. I'm the one that hired them.
I thought you were about to say you were the one of them. I'm like.
Yes. You know what? Actually, I was a dancer first before I moved to the administrative side.
Oh,
that's a whole
other story. Hoeing before pimping. I love it.
It's interesting you bring that up because it's something I was trying to call you into the show about, and I'll be quick.
Go ahead.
Is the person that I work for, obviously, suspected white supremacist. And I say that because Vegas is basically a petri dish. If you want to ever do a case study or do one of your hidden colors, you could do it all on Vegas with the way that they work here for entertainment entertainers of color.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, for example, I went to go to do dancing because I do silks. I do the aerial silks. And because I have my hair in Afro puffs, the pit boss had the nerve to ask me if I could look a little more diverse.
Oh, wow.
And that goes on a lot because as I was first flattered about being the director of talent for this company, I'm often put in that position where they would go behind me and tell me what I need to tell different girls of color in order to be able to get the job or to be able to look fit in with the brand of that particular.
Oh yeah,
so it's very tough.
That hair thing. They're always getting on sisters about that hair on the low, especially.
Yes.
Yeah.
I unfortunately have to pull a lot of our sisters aside and say, hey, dress yourself up like a white girl if you woke up like a black girl.
Yeah.
And if you can get that look, you can work over here at these establishments. But anyway, so I don't want to keep you guys, but I kind of wanted you to speak to that and figure out how to deal with that. So there's a fine line that I walk so that I don't look like I'm cooning.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's really tough. I am always commenting on your Twitter all the time. I always follow it because I try to guide my words. It's kind of hard and it's really difficult to not say something, but be able to say something, if you know what I mean, kind of give them just a little tap to let them know, look, there's only so far that I'm going to go with my integrity, you know, as a black person, but still I got to make my paper too.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's very
I'm going
to
touch on that.
You can speak to that.
All right, I'm going to touch on that. Thank you, sister. Okay, she's about to go on ramble a little bit. Okay. Aww. I love you, sister. Sometimes people get to rambling. Y'all know how I am about that rambling.
Yes.
Oh, y'all know how I am about that rambling. But have y'all went through that before? You ever went through that before, Chris?
Yeah.
You working somewhere, trying to be in some establishment, and they were tripping on the hair?
Yeah, for sure. I worked in a retailer, and it was just kind of like, make sure your hair is straight, don't wear it in cornrows, don't wear it in braids. We just want it to be pulled back and nice.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like,
Have they said that to you before, Sarah?
No, because honestly, I've had a perm and I've had long hair, so I would just wear it back. But I do kind of understand where she's coming from because I had to check myself a couple times, like, maybe I should talk white, act a little white, then I'll get the job. Maybe I should wear this, then I'll get the job. So I've definitely experienced that for sure.
Yeah, and it's funny how they try to be subtle with it.
Yeah.
Lakeisha, you look a little like Janet Jackson from Poetic Justice. You know, there's a little slick shit they try to say to you.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Yep.
Let me get another call real quick. And I didn't forget about that question.
I'm getting my answer.
What's up? Who we got on the phone? Hello?
Hey, Tariq, this is Devontae from St. Louis.
Hey, is it Devontae or Levante?
Devontae.
Devontae. How you doing, Devontae?
I'm all right. So I got two quick questions for you.
Yes.
One is, how do I stop myself from being a whack dude?
Being a whack dude?
Yeah, I watched one of your macking lessons, and it talked about how women are whack.
Yes.
So I'm trying to see that in reverse about men.
So what makes you, what's whack about you?
Well, the majority of girls, you know, want to go out to clubs and just stuff like that. But, you know, I'm not about that. I like to go and do most of the stuff I couldn't do when I was a kid. So go out to carnival and stuff like that, maybe video games, movies, bowling.
That's not whack.
Stuff around there.
So, yeah, so you think
I know, but, you know, girls around my age, you know, I'm 23, so girls around my age most of the time just like to do, like, parties and stuff like that.
Dude, there's girls your age that will go to the park and the amusement park and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you're probably so used to dealing with the club ratchets and all that, that has clouded your ideology. You think all the girls are like that. There's a lot of girls your age that are kind of homebodies or whatever, but they don't have the big sloppy butt cheeks like you like. Because niggas like ratchet. You want the ratchets to be wifey material, and it's kind of difficult to be in that situation.
They want the
dunks. Yeah, you want that big. You want the big hydrogel dunk, you know, and the 80 tattoos on her titty with tiger claws and horse hooves and shit.
Tariq, I'm done.
And then you want to get her and turn her into goddamn Marsha Brady from the Brady Bunch. You did? So,
yes.
So what you got to get you a square chick, a girl who's like low-key, you know, bookworm, in the library studying, trying to get her master's degree. You get one of them. Mm-hmm. Who ain't showing all that, because, you know, under all them clothes, there's a lot of chicks out here. They take them clothes off, and there's all types of little hidden treasures that's popping.
Right.
You feel me?
Right. Yeah, the next question is for the ladies, because last time I asked this, and you kind of gave me a little skewed answer.
Okay.
So I got to ask now.
Oh, ask the ladies. Ask away.
So I had asked before if it's all right for a 23-year-old to be a virgin.
Of
and I just want to see what the ladies think about that.
What do you think about that,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, of course. That's great.
Chris is such a hippie.
Yes. I'm from the South. I don't know.
So you like a dude, if a dude stepped to you and he was a virgin, like Devontae, his little dingling is dry as hell. And he stepped
that's
to
so
you.
Sweet. I think that's so sweet.
You think it's sweet or sweet?
Are you like seeing like these guys that I like? What's going on?
Hey, well, Levon, you got a chance. Chris is like, now, Sarah, what about you? If a dude, you got a dude who's 23 and the dude ain't never smashed nothing, how would you feel about that?
I would have a lot of fun with that because I can teach him some tricks.
Yes. Oh.
So I actually think that's great. And that actually shows that you're responsible, too, that you're just not going around everywhere.
And
so,
know he ain't got gonorrhea.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
See?
Yeah, gonorrhea is on the loose, everybody.
Yes.
But Levante.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Hey, thank you for the call, brother. But if you let that nigga hit, boy, that nigga. This him. He gonna be.
Oh, oh,
oh,
God.
Oh my God.
He's gonna.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Well, that nigga's gonna. He's gonna have a stroke when he get him some money. My God. Okay, but back to you, Chris. You're talking about, I didn't forget about your ass, shawty. So
yes.
Your dating situation, what's the deal?
Oh gosh, well, let me tell you. So I keep going back and forth in this relationship right now because it's like a security thing. Like I'm used to this guy. We've been dating for like 2 years now, on and off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, is it off. A, it's like
is
off
it,
right
wait,
now.
Wait, is it a brother or a Caucasian?
He's white?
Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
Yeah,
what?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
no. Uh-oh.
Is this bad? Uh-oh.
No.
What's going on?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
No, I'm not picky. We just worked on the same show together, so. No.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
No.
All right.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He put the coon train on you.
Oh.
The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night.
The coons
done.
Come out.
The coons come out at night.
Uh-oh.
The coons come out at night.
All right, all right. So Sarah's dating off and on a white gentleman. Yeah.
Sarah?
Not Sarah. No. I'm sorry. My bad, because Sarah sound like she would date a white dude.
Shade.
No, okay. So you're dating a white dude. Okay. And how is that? Go ahead, Sarah. Ask what you're asking.
No, I just wanted to see what kind of white guy is he. Is he a preppy guy? Is he the college frat boy white
super
guy?
Super like country boy. Country boy.
What
white
celebrity
guy,
would he be? What celebrity would he be?
Ben Affleck.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he? Because a lot of times when white dudes date black girls, women of color, it's always some. It's always some kind of. Chris.
I always asked him that because I'm the first black girl he's dated, and so it was. It's interesting because he is what. Because he told me, he was like, oh, you know, I don't look at the color of the skin. I love everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is he colorblind?
All lives matter, Chris.
Why do people say that? Are you colorblind? Are you like a dog you can't see?
I don't know. I don't know. He thought I was attractive. Well, I mean, I'm attractive. So.
Have you guys ever gotten into an argument? Because that's when they'll let you know what they feel like. Fuck your black ass, Chris. You're fucking.
I know.
Fuck you, Queen Latifah.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to think if we've ever had like anything that he said to that degree. I don't know. I think he got nervous around my mom. My mom is black. Mm. And so my mom's super hood. Like, she's like...
But your mom married a white dude.
Right. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. She's like, and that was the first white guy she's ever dated, too.
Wow. And the people in the room, they're like, is she a Negro bedwinch? And you know what a Negro bedwinch is?
No.
Oh. Chris don't know what a Negro bedwinch is.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know what that is?
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Explain it to her.
A Negro bedwinch is a slave term. That's the term that when black women who had to live in the house, they had to have sexual relations with the master. And they call them Negro bedwinches. That was they. And there's the Negro bedwinch mentality now. Mm-hmm. I always preface this by saying that every black woman who dates a white guy is not a Negro bedwinch. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them do have a Negro bedwinch mentality because the white dudes still have white supremacist views.
Oh.
So even though a person is having sex with you, that doesn't mean that they're not a racist. Because it goes the other way, too. I've had white girls call my show who have children with black men, and they still had racist views.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I'm interested. I haven't really talked to my dad much about it because growing up, I had a really hard time with being a mixed child.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, like I said to him, like through tears, I was like, "Why did you guys get married if you knew I had to go through so much racial like things in school?" And my dad was like, "I just loved your mom. Mm-hmm. I didn't see color. I just loved her, and we just had you." So I was like, "Oh, I don't know." Like,
yeah. And mixed children and children from biracial, and because you're black, you know, in the system of white supremacy, there's no such thing as mixed. They'll let you know.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
And that has to be taught and told to children from those unions, because a lot of times the white parent will be on this, well, my child is biracial.
Yeah.
They're real big on that.
Yeah.
You know? And you get around some white folks.
I know.
Yeah, because black people, we're cool. Black folks, you know, we're somewhat suspicious of certain mixed people because throughout history, mixed people have turned in black folks during slavery and all that, the house slaves. But it's the white people who are really like, you're not one of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, that's the thing. It's a real, real deep dichotomy that goes on there. Now, Sarah, have you dated a white dude before?
Hell no. Mm-hmm. Hell no.
No?
That's fucking reverse racism, Sarah. All lives fucking matter. I'm hot. You're hot. How come two hot people can't get the fucking gather? I can take you to my mom's. She makes delicious Rice Krispie treats.
The whitest guy that I ever dated was in high school. He was from Palestine. But all of his brothers, they had money. They owned like several gas stations. All of his brothers and sisters dated black people, but their parents were not happy about it.
Right.
His mom really wanted the arranged marriage thing back in Palestine, and he wasn't down with that. And that's about the whitest guy I've ever dated.
So he's not, but he wasn't white.
I mean, no, he wasn't white, but he was very fair skinned. But I mean, clearly he wasn't
white.
See,
I always got that in school. It's like, Kristen, you act like a white girl, or like, you're like white, like you're.
Maybe because of how you talk.
Yeah, how you talk. So, you sound that.
I'm so confused. I was always confused by that. Like, with that.
You sound like a Valley girl.
Yeah, you sound like a Valley girl.
A Valley girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying. I know.
No, there's nothing wrong with
that. Sarah's looking at me looking like we're fucking her soul up. You sound like a goddamn Valley girl.
I know. I'm so
You're so what?
I'm so open.
Yes. 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 Yes.
You know, but white guys, they always try to holler at me. Yeah. All the time. Oh. It's crazy. And I feel like, wow, do I have that look like I would date a white guy?
Mm.
Because I feel like
exotic.
Really? Yeah. Well, thank you.
You'll look. White guys love your look.
They're like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, so honestly, fucking chocolate and hot. Your ass. I bet your ass tastes so great.
You know, I find that white guys like that model-esque look.
Yes.
And since I am a model, they really try to talk to me a lot.
Oh.
You know, more than black men out here. Since I've moved here, more than black guys, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, who we got on the phone? Who's on the phone?
This is Big Ro from Compton.
What's up, man? What's going on in the CPT?
Oh, man. It's sunshine. You know what I'm saying? It's keeping it bright, keeping it nice.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind, player?
Oh, man, I just want to call and say congratulations to your new show.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
I want to say hi to the ladies, Chris and Sarah. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right. I got two questions for you, my brother.
Go ahead.
Okay. The word ism.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
There's a lot of theories behind it because, you know, it's an old word that the players used to use way back in the day. You drop in ism, drop in game. It always meant something to do with game. And ism has a lot to do with formulas or systems. And it's just an old street term. The etymology of it is you know, it's kind of cloudy, but it has always meant game, having game. Having a tight mouthpiece, and that's what this show is about, tightening up everybody's game, making sure that the mouthpiece is crisp. Man, you still out there in Compton? What part of Compton you in?
Man, I'll tell you, I called you before, man. I'm over here for Santa Fe. I'm in Santa Fe and Palmer in Santana.
Oh, okay, there you go. There you go, my man. But thanks for the call, fam.
All right.
My brother from Compton. Yes. Yes. Have y'all been to Compton? Now, Chris, have you been to Compton before? You like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Stop. I drove past.
I'm a Negro.
Oh my God. There was that one time I drove by.
Okay. That one time in band camp.
I saw straight out of Compton with my white boyfriend. No, you've never been out there either, Sarah, have you?
I have.
You have? Sarah's ass been out there. Like, I went to the weed spot. Shit.
I have been out there, and I'm not going to lie. I was terrified.
Oh, I know a lot of people are scared of Compton,
I was so scared.
Man.
Everyone was like staring at me like, where did this girl come from?
Oh, my goodness. They're like, what color you have on? Shit. Right. What she got on?
Pink.
White. That's the white Crips.
I have pink.
What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? This is Anthony out of Detroit.
Anthony out of Detroit. What's on your mind, playa?
Yeah, I just had two quick questions real quick.
Well, answer them, I'm sorry.
All right. The first question is, how do you know when you meet a real woman?
How do you know when you meet a real woman? Now, real is relative. Mm-hmm. Realness is relative. Mm-hmm. Because if you are a street dude and you meet a chick who has a couple of knife wounds and a couple of liquor store robberies under her bra strap, that's a real chick. You dig? Now, if you are a lawyer, you're going to get your PhD or something like that, and you meet another woman who's in college or doing the same thing or trying to do the same thing, that's a real woman. So realness is relative to what...
Well, what I mean is, like, you know, how you know when you meet a woman that you know you should be with, you know what I'm saying?
Now we're talking about compatibility. You're asking, how do you know when you get with somebody and you are compatible with them? And that's the thing. You know when you guys get together and the chemistry is there, where everything's natural, when you get around that person and you're not button heads, everything is not combative, there's a flow to the interaction that you're having. That makes sense?
Yeah, okay.
And I say, and outside it, hold on, bro. Let me. Can I lace you with the goddamn ism, player? And all of this is popping off without the sex being involved. That makes sense.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
All right, then go ahead. What's your other question, brother?
My second question was, okay, when you first meet a female, like, how long do you, like, how do it go? Like, do you talk to them a few times before you take them out on the date, or once you, you know, get their number or you can meet them or whatever, you just immediately go on the date?
It depends. A lot of times you do, when you meet a person, you can go on a date immediately with them. It just depends on the vibe that you have with that person. There's no set code on how long you have to wait and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I've heard some people saying you wait 3 days, wait 4 days. No. If you see somebody you vibe, if you have the time and they have the time, y'all try to hook that thing up and go kick it as soon as possible. You feel me? You feel me, brother?
Is he there?
Are you there?
Oh, he might have hung up on you.
Okay, look, like he's still there. Look, his prepaid minutes went out. Yeah. So what do y'all feel about that, ladies?
I feel great.
Like, if you go on a, if you meet a dude and the guy wants to go on a date, is there a set time where you think, okay, this is too soon or this is too long? Or like, if you meet a guy and y'all kind of click, do you anticipate this dude calling you?
Yeah, I do.
But you are a hippie. So what about you, Sarah?
Of course. Yes, I expect him to call me. Yes, I do. And text me. And just keep up with me throughout the day.
But what if the dude does it too much too soon?
I feel like people should put time table on things. I feel like if you feeling the person, why can't he text you 10 times a day? But if he doing it 100 times a day, that means he ain't got no job.
That means he's
not being productive throughout the day.
Right.
You know, but it's a balance, I feel. I feel like don't be too creepy.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, act like you got a job. You got something
to
do.
For sure. Yeah, no.
You know, so I like for my guy to always text me, good morning, hey. Yeah. Like, I try to mimic after my parents. My dad, you know, I used to get annoyed that my dad would call my mom all the time when we were out. And I would say, God, why does he always call you in 5 minutes for nothing? And, you know, now that I'm older, I understand. Like, I need that from a guy. I need for him to always be thinking about me and show me that. So, yeah, how do you feel, Chris?
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I think the only weird thing, I went on a date with a guy once out here, and he texted me the same day, and he was like, "Oh, I miss you, baby," like three times. I was like,
"Okay, yeah,
I don't even know you. Like, you can't miss me."
Was he white or black?
He was a black guy.
Black guy. Okay.
Yeah. Shit. I was like, I know I'm great, gorgeous.
But shit, you had an impact on the dude.
Right?
You had an impact
it's
on
too
him.
Much though.
Now, Sarah, what's going on out here in the media again? What are some other topics out here in the world we need to acknowledge?
So, I found this really interesting. Dr. Dre is allegedly suing Michelet and Lifetime for the Surviving Compton movie.
Yeah.
And it's debuting this Saturday, actually. And he's suing her basically saying, you know, I didn't beat you and you're lying. Why are you saying this about me? You're basically tarnishing my name. I don't know.
I want to see that movie.
I do too.
I want to see that movie. And, you know, Lifetime, you know, it's always a hit or miss. Yeah. And it usually has a feminist slant where, you know, you got to throw a man under the bus. And, you know, I want to see what that's about. And Dre, you know, there's a book out called Original Gangsters, and it talked about, you know, Dre's background with domestic violence and all that. So, you know, I got mixed feelings because I do want to see it. It looked like it's going to be a good show. But I hate when they make black folks the poster child of domestic violence and they give all of these other white people in Hollywood a pass. Nicolas Cage, Christian Slater, all these dudes, they give them a pass for their domestic violence, and they be whooping women's asses left and right. Mel Gibson, all
Johnny
of these
Depp.
Dudes. Johnny Depp.
He just beat his new wife, right?
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah. And, you know, they bury those stories. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting to see how they're going to rock that situation. Let me see who else we got on the phone before I get into some real deep game. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Trey?
What's up, man? Who is this?
This is Tim calling out of South Carolina.
South Carolina. What part of South Carolina are you calling from?
Columbia.
Columbia. All right. What's on your mind, man?
I'm about to move in like a month. What are some rules in meeting new women in different states? Well, not states, but different cities I'm about to move to.
Okay, now what city you moving to?
Chicago.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, first of all, don't get shot. don't go to a club called Sawtooth out there either. Hey, we went out there to Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a military base, though.
Oh, okay. It's going to be that type of situation. Yeah. Now, when you're in a new city, you know, you always want to get your feet wet and all that. So you should go to a little social spot. Well, since you're in the military, you can't go to any. Can you go out?
Yeah, we can, but we got to, like, sometimes you have curfews and stuff like that.
Well, what you need to hit the internet, man. You need to get on Tinder and Soul Swipe and, you know, if you like white girls, Christian Mingle. You might see Chris on there. But or More Us. That's why we got the More Us app. So we got the location so people can hook up based on their zip code and all that. But you need to work the online game. My man, Mr. Licario, I think he has a book about spitting online game. Look up Mr. Licario. He does advertisements on the show and all that. But good luck to moving out there, man. Good luck to you on that, man. And how long you been in the military? How long you been in the military, bro?
I've only been there for like 2 months.
Okay, cool. Hey, good luck to you, man. Do your thing, brother. Thanks for the call. All right, brother from, where was he from? Columbia, North Carolina? South Carolina? All right. Mm-hmm. Now let's get into some game. Can we get into some ism, ladies?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I'm ready.
Yes, let's get into some. So what we're talking about today, we're talking about 5 new player rules for cupcaking season and for cuffing season. Because wintertime is coming. It's time to cuff up somebody when you meet them. It's time. This is why people are trying to get into relationships now. Mm-hmm. Summertime is over. You can't be out there dropping it like it's hot and busting it open.
But does that apply to California? It's always summer here.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, but even, true. But just the feeling, because stuff ain't popping in the wintertime like it is in the summer out here. You know, it gets cold early in the morning and late at night out here. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you try to wear them booty shorts and your coochie get frostbite. You know? So let's get into some player rules, some new rules that my players should understand. Let's get into 5 of them. Now, rule number 1, family. Dudes, don't get back into relationships with your ex. I want that. Oh, now, Chris is over here blushing. Chris is blushing. And the thing is, y'all don't get back with your ex because, see, the thing is, the exes go back to you. Because they tried to upgrade and did not get that upgrade. So now they've gone back to a comfort situation. Does that sound kind of in your lane, Chris?
Yep. Yep, truth.
And but dudes out there, when women come back, you know, you get those calls or those texts like, hey, big head. I'm like, ooh, okay, here she go.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows the code.
The code word, yeah. When you get that hey big head text just out the blue, you dig? That's her getting back to you from a rebound situation. She tried to upgrade with another dude. That other dude kind of slid her to the side. So now she's bossing up with you. You're that comfort nigga. She goes right back to you. So ignore those big head texts. Or even if you don't ignore them, you can go back and kick it with the ex, but don't try to get into no relationship. You can always recycle. Recycling is very good for the environment. Isn't it Chris?
Isn't it Chris?
Are you doing some recycling over there, Chris? Are you giving a hoot and not polluting?
Now,
Sarah, have you ever rebound with a dude?
Of course. Of course I have.
So did you initiate the rebound or did he initiate the rebound?
I think I'm always the one initiating the rebound.
So you always sending the hey big head text.
Yeah.
And in those situations, you see that even though you reach out and you try to get back, it don't really last that long.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. That's very true. And ladies, they peep your game. They mm-hmm. they're not stupid.
Mm-hmm. We can smell that dick residue. We smell it on a subconscious level.
Does it mean that if the guy is the one initiating, that means the girl didn't respond back to him and now he's going back to me for comfort?
Oh, guys always go back to those ex chicks. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, yeah.
After they get rejected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in between relationships. Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. protocol. There's the ism, man, one of the ism rules is men don't really break up with you.
That's true.
Men don't break up with you. I mean, we'll put you on time out, but we'll come back, you know, for something. Yeah. Don't let no guy fool you. Unless he was just using you from the start. It's like a dude who just got out of jail and he got with some ratchet to get back on his feet or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't talking about that. If a guy has been in a relationship with you and y'all happen to break up, he's like, okay, that's still some coochie I can go back to later on. I got a coochie coupon.
Put you right up there on the mantle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back to you.
I'm going to redeem that. Ex-coochie is like ramen noodles. You can always use it sooner or later when there's nothing else to eat in the house. You're like, shit, I don't have no baked chicken. I don't have no... Well, I got ramen noodles. Ramen noodles are good when you're hungry. You did? Now, let's get into the second player rule. Ladies and gentlemen, let me make sure our time is good on mm-hmm. here, because we've been chopping it up for a minute. Let me look at my thing here. All right. We still live, guys? Yeah, we got... Yeah, we good. Yeah, we good. So, now the second thing, the player rules that we have to understand, the ism game. For dudes, and this happened on my show the other day, dudes, don't give yourself no romantic nicknames. Huh? All right? There's a lot of dudes out here. I understand. We're taught to be sensitive. We're taught to be... to tap into our feminine side. But dudes, you're going to have to keep it mackish and man-ish. And I meet dudes, man, who have romantic fucking nicknames. Hmm. Dudes call up to the show. I'm not trying to chop up game with a nigga who's calling himself Epiphany. you dig? Give yourself a masculine nickname if you're going to give yourself a nickname. Call yourself Balls Hammer or something. You know, something masculine. Truck Nuts.
I actually like that one.
Truck Nuts.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever dated a dude that you dated a dude with a weird nickname, Sarah?
Oh, my God. Yes, I have. And I had to school him. Like, you got to change that name. I'm not going to call you that.
What was the name he had?
Oh, my God. You going to make me say it?
Yes. What was his name?
Please don't make me say
Please say it. What was his name?
I don't want
to
put him on blast.
No, but say it. I mean, it's years have gone by.
Now I'm so curious.
What's the name?
Oh, my God. His name was Cottonlicious. Some licious crap.
Cottonlicious?
He had licious on the end of his name. I don't want to say his name, but.
Cottonlicious. That's hilarious. That nigga sound like a male stripper or some shit. My God.
He added licious to the end of his name.
Oh, he was in D.C.?
Yes.
Okay, well, D.C. niggas. What's up with that, brother?
Don't blame it on D.C.
Now, I love D.C. I'm about to go out there to do a lecture pretty soon, but I don't want to run into Cottonlicious's ass.
Yes.
Man.
He will be at your next lecture. Okay.
Now, what kind of dudes have you met or dated, Chris, with weird nicknames? You date white men.
Oh, Lord. I'm sure they have some fun names.
I'm Rocky Balboa in the bedroom. What kind
of... No, I don't. They don't have names. They always give me names.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what's your name?
What's your damn name?
No, it's gross. Like, my ex-boyfriend calls... I don't like it. It's called... It's not gross like that. It's called Chrismo.
He was white, right?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Hey, Charisma. Boy, that is white as fucking hell.
Yeah, like, you know those little gremlings?
Yeah.
It's like a mixture. He called me a gremling. Is that bad? Oh,
yes. Yeah. Girl.
What kind of shit is that?
Girl, he was
He called you a gremlin?
He was low-key. He was low-key
like,
dissing you.
When they're cute, though. Like, when they're cute. Okay, girl, I'm done justifying.
Oh, Lord. You're trying to. He wasn't saying it to be cute. This dude called her a gremlin. Good Lord, Chris.
The cute gremlins.
No,
not when they get wet.
Yes, not when they
turn. Uh-oh. Again.
Coon Train is coming.
What about black on black?
That's for you.
That's for you, Chris.
Oh, I don't like dancing.
Chris dancing.
Jared.
That's for you, girl.
All right. Stop messing with Chris.
But those guys that add licious to the end of their name.
I know, that's
during sex. It's like.
During sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, so he's hitting it like, oh, call me Godlicious. Call it. He's saying it during sex? God damn. But what y'all niggas doing? Let these Cottonlicious niggas know to tune into the show to get the ism.
I'm mad you keep calling him Cottonlicious.
Yes.
Now, rule three for ism. The ism rule three. Guys, on first dates, you're going to have to start being innovative. Like mm-hmm. the gentleman who called earlier. He thought he was whack for being innovative. And it is not whack to be innovative. Mm-hmm. These first dates, you're going to have to just not settle for the dinner and movie.
Yeah.
You got to be creative, family. Because the thing is, a lot of times, guys think they have to spend a lot of money on a first date. If you don't have a lot of money, because all of us don't have a lot of money. But to compensate for that, you use creativity. And creativity goes a long way. If you take women somewhere that they've never been before, even if it's a modest place, just the newness of it on a first date, that's going to stick in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Women always remember the innovative date. You always remember somewhere you went that was different because that stands out from just Applebee's and the movies, mm-hmm. Roscoe's and the movies. Guys, you can take women to places like on a first date, a fucking petting zoo. That something like that'll go a long way. You meet a woman and be like, hey, look, I'm gonna take you and we're gonna go feed some piglets on this fucking date. And the women are like, oh, well, shit, I never felt no fucking piglets. And I'm gonna go. I took a girl on a first date. I talked about this on my old show. I took a girl too. I had a court date. I took her ass to court with me on a first date.
Shut up.
I took her ass to court and I low key said, look, yeah. If they asked, you were with me on the 15th of March, goddammit. Yes. But you got to be creative when it comes to first dates. We're not going to just stick with the dinner and movies. We got to be creative. Take them to a park. Take them fishing.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a nice one. Yeah. That's a real nice one.
Yeah, something just real hella cute.
My parents always go on cute dates.
You do?
My dad always takes my mom fishing.
Oh, damn.
All the time.
That's
all the
cute.
Time. They are so cute. Yeah.
How long they been together?
Oh, my gosh. My mom met my dad he's my stepdad, but
okay.
They met when I was maybe a junior in high school.
Okay.
And they just recently got married.
Oh damn! That ghetto as hell. We're so good at that. Black
they
culture.
Only been they've been married maybe 2 years, 2-3 years now.
And they've been together for how long?
Since I was about 17. I'm 25.
God damn! You know, we be wanting to know if it's right, so we'll stay with your ass for 20 years.
I know.
And I just wanted to make sure you were the one. Now, Chris, what were some innovative dates you've been on?
Oh, I had this guy take me on this date. We were going on a hike and he set up a puzzle scavenger hunt.
Oh God, that's so cute.
And it was so cute. It was like little clues and I was getting frustrated because I was like, I'm gonna try to figure this out. Like just give it. I was like, I'm kind of high class. I'm like, ooh. Not like, I like nice things.
I know that's right, girl. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was getting hot and stuff, but eventually it led to going to go see this fireworks show at the end of the night.
Oh, that is so cute.
I was like, what?
That's very cute.
So
now, how long did you deal with that guy after that romantic date? Because don't go on a romantic date with a motherfucker and then you stop fucking with him. How long were y'all kicking it?
I mean, he was a nice guy. Like,
but?
Too nice.
He was too nice.
He's too nice a guy.
But wait a minute.
Is
earlier.
Such thing?
But earlier you said You like nice, simpy guys. Yeah. See? You changed it up.
It gets boring sometimes. Like, he was a little bit too boring. So there I was just, yeah. So I was just like, nah, it just faded. Told me he missed me too much. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Uh-oh.
No, yeah.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, it definitely keeps me interested if you're like the more innovative and not just be like, oh, can you just, let's go dinner every week.
No, no.
That's boring.
Now, what's the, you, Sarah, if you went on a romantic date with a guy and he did a whole bunch of innovative stuff and all that.
I've been on a very fancy date before. It was the best date thus far.
Oh, really?
I've ever had.
What'd y'all do?
So he scouted out this place in Maryland that's a big flower garden. Mm-hmm. Had a picnic. Oh. And then,
That's so cute, picnic.
We had a picnic and then... What else did we do after that? Because, like, we went shopping, too. And, of course, you know, anytime you feed me, I'm good. You know, I like to eat. Just know that. I like to eat. So he took me to the flower garden, and we had the little picnic thing. We just talked and read books to each other. I thought that was so cute. I like dates like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I like dates. And the flower garden guys was so beautiful. It was like million-dollar houses around, but there was a big pasture of just flowers, and there were just places you can just throw your blanket down and have a little picnic. It was so great.
I'm such a romantic. That's all.
That sounds romantic. That sounds
romantic. I am.
Did he smash though?
We were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
So of course. Oh, yeah. Yes. We were together. You know, yeah. I think it's important for couples to keep it fresh.
Absolutely.
You have to. It gets boring.
Absolutely. Now, people in the chat room, we went off air for one quick second. I had to do some upgrading to the account, but we're back on. So everybody in the chat room, we're back on live right now. And also, this is going to be posted up on YouTube after the live show. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks, like 500 people in the chat room.
500?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so, hey to all the 500.
Yes, indeed. Hello. Yes, indeed. So let's get into number four of player rules. Number four for ism. Players, guys, you do not split checks when you go on a date with a woman. You don't split the damn check. Nothing seems more cheap and busterish than a dude splitting checks. You either establish who's going to pay for the date beforehand, and it's okay to let some women say, hey, I want to go and take you out. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But if guys initiate the date, you pay for the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay for it. Don't be at the table with a damn calculator.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, you had.
Okay, you got, you had the turkey pot pie. I had the buffalo wings and the Dr. Pepper, and you ate one of my buffalo wings, so that comes out to $2 that you owe me. And no splitting the date. Sarah, has a dude ever tried to pull that on you? He went out with you and didn't want to pay or wanted to split. You said, hell no.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something funny. I have been on a date with a guy that tried to pull that. And you know what I did?
What?
I said, you know what? I need to go to the ladies room.
Mm-hmm.
And I bounced.
Mm.
I bounced on him.
Yes.
Good. I bounced. Left him there. Straight up. And then he texted me and said, God don't like ugly. Yeah, he sure did. He texted me and said, God don't like ugly, because he realized I was gone.
Hilarious. Hey, you never and I know, Chris, you're too nice. You never stood a guy up on a date. You never walked out on a date.
Not like walked out. I haven't showed up before.
Oh, damn. You just flaked on a dude.
Yeah, just straight up not coming.
Flake, yeah.
I'm not going to save
that gas.
I know. Or like last minute, like the last 5 minutes when it's like pickup time, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling bad. I'm not going to go.
Did they still talk to you?
Yeah. Because like,
see, she's getting those guys.
Exactly.
So you have a track record.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Now, number five, the last rule for the fellas for ism, especially in cuffing season. This is important. Dudes, you should know how to cook at least one dish. Guys, you should have a signature dish. A lot of dudes underestimate how sexy a woman thinks it is for a man to cook her a meal. or just a dish that's very good, like a signature dish. There's something about that that turns women on. Even if it's something like as far as buffalo wings, you can make some good ass buffalo wings. You can barbecue real good. You can fry some real good chicken. If you have a signature dish as a man, that goes a long way. Those women's nipples will get so hard while they're sitting there eating that food. You got to have a signature dish. Sarah, has a dude ever cooked for you before?
Yes. Uh-huh. Dozens of times.
Dozens?
Yeah.
Who the hell you dated? Whoop gang punk? Shit.
Yeah, basically.
What did he make? And was the food actually good?
So recently here in LA, I dated a guy who cooked for me. He made tacos.
Mm. So he dated a Mexican?
No, he was black. He was a black guy.
I know. So he made some, how were the tacos?
They were actually pretty good.
Okay.
He could have added a little more seasoning, but that's just.
Damn.
But look, no, that's just because I come from a whole family that cook for a living.
Yeah.
And they know something about cooking. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's just me being petty, but it was good.
So did he get some of your taco after?
No.
Okay, see, I know
he's
mad. I know he was mad as hell. He's like, I got all these goddamn shells and all this tortilla, but nothing.
Well, you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
The reason why he didn't is because, honestly, I had just moved here. So I was in that struggle lane.
Yeah.
So I kind of needed something to eat. So,
oh, damn.
You know.
You were straight using the nigga for his damn tortillas.
Yes.
I was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but not sorry. I need to eat.
Ain't this shit. I got to eat all this shit by myself. I could be eating pussy by now. My punk ass bitch.
Tariq, I'm so done.
God damn it. I wasted all this taco meat. Y'all ain't shit.
Yep.
Now, Chris has a dude ever cook for you?
Yes, and it's always steak. That's like the
white dudes. I made some fucking Angus steak for you, Chris. Some fucking steak and some rhubarb pie.
Rhubarb pie.
Oh, it's so fucking delicious.
Yes.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
That's a requirement.
I made some tuna casserole.
That's a requirement.
So fucking good.
You're good.
Do blacks eat tuna casserole?
Ooh. Wait, my question to you is, did they season it?
Yes,
white people
I know.
Do not season their food.
Yeah.
No, I usually, I have an allergy, so they can't season it for me. Because I can't eat onions. I have a really bad reaction
to
anything.
But salt, pepper, cayenne pepper,
They salt it. It's really salty. Okay. Salt it.
Chris got too much white-itis.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't give her, she'll give her too much Lowry seasoning salt. So
This is too bland for me.
It's too black. I'm checking.
Well, no, it's true. On my dad's side of the family, they are very bland. Yes, they do not season.
What's all this hot sauce?
Her hot sauce not in her bag.
Yes.
All right. We're going to get one more call before the show is over. 818-850-5404. That is the number. We'll get one more call. We're having such a good time. We're going real long today. We're having a great time.
It's the premiere.
It's the premiere show.
This is
yes.
So cool.
How
it's
exciting.
The
premiere.
Now, and don't forget, you guys go to these young ladies' More Russ page.
Yeah.
Go to their More Russ page. Chris, what's your More Russ page again?
It is Kristin, KRISTIN _ MONTAGE.
And Sarah, what is yours, young lady?
Sarah Nicole, SARA.
Hey, what's going on, Tariq?
OLE.
All right. Hey, who's on the phone?
This is JR Deluxe out in Orlando, Florida.
What's going on in Orlando, man? Did y'all guys get hit by that hurricane?
Man, to be honest, I was sleeping through it, and I woke up, and it looked fine.
Okay, then you were high. This nigga was high. Nigga said, fuck it, I'm going to smoke this blunt.
Nah.
I'm going to smoke my way through the hurricane.
Nah. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, man. What's on your mind?
Okay, so what's going on is pretty much I'm back in the game, you know, a year and a half off. I'm 21 right now. I've been dating a girl for a long time. She was basically a bad luck bitch.
Mm.
She was killing my whole entire vibe. And, you know, I invested all this time into her. So right now, I'm kind of burnt out. So I want to get back into it, but I just don't know how. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here on my grind. I'm over here trying to be a real estate investor.
Mm.
But the thing is, though, you know, you get lonely some of those nights when you're just doing comps and checking out different estates, you're trying to find, you know, yourself a girl. So,
oh, yeah.
How do I get back into it?
What you do, man, don't get desperate. You know, because sound like, you know, you get that loneliness desperation, and you don't want to do that. Because when you get that loneliness desperation, you just start choosing anything. And right. What you want to do, you want to go out there and just stack your money up, get your career cracking, because sounds like you're on the right track as far as your career. And what kind of women are you meeting now?
Problem is, I'm in college. So you see a lot of these, you know, attention whores, a lot of these girls who are just kind of not really interested in the conversation. And whatever game I put down on them, they just kind of, you know, just blanking it to the left and just looking at the freshest dude in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And they're not giving you no play?
I don't know. My heart's not in it. I think I got to get the heart for it. But it's just not in it right now.
And,
I don't know.
And that's the problem right there. See, women feed off energy, and they can see your level of confidence and your level of dedication to what you're saying when you step to him. Women can feel a dude's energy and see how real he is just by his energy. Fuck what your words are saying. Women are not into the words. It's always the energy that women are feeling. And they can feel that your heart ain't in it. You're just kind of half-ass trying to spit at them. And women can sense that. You try to half-ass spit, they're going to half-ass respond. So when you are comfortable with yourself, you're going to have a certain level of confidence that the women are going to feed off of, because you're going to be more sure about yourself, and you're not just going to be having some throwaway game and ism that you give into the ladies. That makes sense?
Yeah, totally.
There you go, man. But okay. Thank you for the call, brother.
Thank you, man.
All right. Yes, indeed. All right. So anyway, time is up on today's show. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. We had fun on today's show. Yeah. And don't forget, go to Izm Radio, IZMRadio.com, because we're going to be doing this every Tuesday, 2 p.m. West Coast time, 5 p.m. East Coast time. Go to these lovely young ladies' Morris page and add them right now. Somebody said it was a short show in the chat room. Nigga, we've been here for over an hour. Just because your ass got in late, it is not short.
Yeah, but we had a great time.
We had a great time. We had a ball. Yes, indeed. So what you got going on, Sarah? What you got going on? Let people know what you got going on. Just in life.
Oh, man. So I'm focusing on my modeling career right now. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm freelancing. Hopefully I will get signed soon to an agency. That's what I'm working towards. Also, I just launched my blog where I talk about Black issues and Black empowerment and fashion, and also do some fashion designing as well. So
there you go.
My store will be open pretty soon.
Yes, indeed. It's called Cottonlicious. All right.
Oh, yes.
So, Chris, what you got going on, young lady?
Oh, man. So
besides white men, besides white men.
Oh my gosh! I just finished writing my book, so I'm gonna be trying to get that on Kindle soon.
Yes,
that's great.
What's the book about? You told me, but I forgot.
Yeah, it's young adult, so it's about this post-apocalyptic world in the future, dystopia, kind of like Hunger Games. It's called Sage. Kind of like
you've been around so many white people. I swear to God, you've been around so many white people. I love it though. I love it. It brings a different culture to the show.
Good. Yeah, doing that. I'm working on my blog.
It definitely does.
Yes, it does.
Working on my blog and modeling stuff.
Yes, indeed.
And yeah.
Yes, indeed. That's pretty much it. All right, hey y'all, get your Morris app, download it. Get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 if you don't have it at hiddencolorsfilm.com, family. And don't forget to tune into Tariq Radio. That's my solo show tomorrow. You know, we do it every Wednesday at tariqradio.com. And this show is going to be on iTunes in a couple of days, so you guys subscribe to us when we get up on iTunes so you can get the shows downloaded automatically to your iPhone, to your iPad. And if you have an iPod, kill yourself, okay? Because it's way... No nigga should have an iPod unless he's on crack. So anywho, go follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. And y'all, we need to start weaning ourselves off Facebook, because y'all know Facebook is still on that censorship bullshit. That's why we need to get it cracking on Morris and all that good stuff. And all right, family, what you got to say? Like, you got to say something.
What?
Oh, no. I was just, you know, a lot of Android people just feel so bad for them.
I know.
Because, like, my mom and brother, they have Android, and they're just like, oh, They can't get more rush yet. And can they get online?
We don't have it online yet. Okay. It's just the iPhone app. But we're working on all that. Mm-hmm. Because, again, the iPhone app just came out a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So we're getting all it. We're trying to work out all the bugs and kinks in the, mm-hmm. the iPhone app before we do all the Android and everything else. But it's coming along. We're getting it, family. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
Support.
Yes, indeed. Support that. All right, we're up out of here, family. Y'all be